Bad Radio. Bob will be back Monday live from Oxford. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that this is a one-and-a-half-segment block that Bob would be probably not all that on board with. So it's I'm glad that we all have vacation throughout the year, because I am very fired up to finally get to the bottom of Ernest v. Pee-wee.
Did you try to focus a little bit?
Did you say you'd never seen Pee-wee?
I'd never seen it. Now, I've seen bits and pieces of it enough throughout the years to where, you know, I've seen this scene, obviously, the scene of the biker bar. I couldn't have told you what the plot was, but I feel like I'd seen most of the scenes. And that's the only Pee-wee thing I've ever seen. I've never really seen anything else of his, any of his other work.
Well, excuse me.
Whoa, bro.
Okay.
Dude, I watched the show like every day as a kid.
Yeah, I watched it a lot.
So. Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Yeah.
Now, do we know what came first?
The movie.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's the
movie. The movie first? Ooh. And same with Ernest? Because watching
Ernest debuted is on the commercials.
Yeah.
Ernest. Okay, so Ernest was a pitch man. He'd be on commercials. But then my wife told me she used to watch his Saturday morning TV show.
I remember that there was a Saturday morning TV
show. Was it a cartoon with his voice, or was it Ernest like Pee-wee's?
Oh, man, I thought it was more like Ernest, that it was almost like a Bill Nye type show, which is wacky hijinks, but like an attempt at education. Maybe not.
Sounds lame.
Did he fall down a lot or like hurt himself? Or?
Okay, so
I'm going to tell you what my view on the Ernest movie. You made us watch Ernest Goes to Camp.
Mm-hmm.
My overall view is, he's a guy who had kind of funny commercials, like for 30 seconds, maybe 60 if you stretched it. And we've overpromoted severely.
Boy.
Because, yes, he would have, like, they asked him, hey, what can you do? What are your things? And we're going to try and work a script around what you do. And he's like, well, I make funny faces. Right.
I can talk while squinting one eye.
Yeah, so I don't exactly know how you want to do this. If you want to just go through Ernest first and then compare to Pee-wee, because I'll tell you this. I didn't smile one time watching Pee-wee's Big Adventure. That might be the worst movie I've ever seen. And I don't like complaining about this job because it's the best job in the world. But I felt like I was working when I was watching Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I have so many questions about how that movie got made, about what age you were when you were watching it. At least when I was watching Ernest, I was like 8.
Yeah, you need to watch Pee-wee when you're 8 also to compare it.
I don't think so. I enjoyed Pee-wee immensely the other night when I watched it.
Oh, my God.
And I watched Ernest, and even my kids were looking at me like, do we have to watch the whole thing?
I was laughing out loud several times during Ernest. To me, Ernest is just like the middle between Bill Murray's character in Caddyshack, and then by the time we got to, like, Chris Farley's physical comedy.
Like, Ernest. Okay, first of all, Ernest is stealing a bit.
Yeah, that's true.
Ernest T. Bass on the Andy Griffith Show even stole his name, even stole the, at least the alliteration of the middle initial.
Ernest.
He's Ernest P. Worrell.
Worrell.
Worrell. And from Ernest T. So he's kind of the same character. In fact, their faces look similar, too. So I don't know how well-versed you are in Andy Griffith.
Are they both nom vets? That was shocking to realize.
I don't think he was actually in NAMM.
Yeah, I think he was just kind of like joking with the kids.
That used to be something you would say back in NAMM.
My most amazing thing coming out of this movie was knowing, you know, that the studio would go on to greenlight several more Ernest movies even after this abomination.
Man, I mean, Jake, probably 8 more.
Jake, I think you're a really great guy. I respect the hell out of you. You're a tremendously talented and intelligent individual. You saying that you laughed at the Ernest movie while watching it is the most disheartening thing I've ever heard.
This doesn't fit Jake. Like, Jake is a, well, like, I respect Jake a lot with,
I think,
not that you're a highbrow humor guy or anything, but, like, you're well, you know, you're an educated guy, and you can have some deeper conversations with Jake.
I would assume you wouldn't be able to tie your shoes.
First of all, Ernest Goes to Camp is a classic 80s, late 80s, early 90s sort of kids movie. It's a camp movie. Gotta love camp movies, which I do.
Cannot watch my heroes fall like
this. Love a camp movie. In any sort of these movies, you get a couple of components. You get, first of all, the lovable loser, which that's a quality Ernest has. I don't know what the hell Pee-wee is. We can get to that in the next segment. Is he a kid?
I'm going
to
tell you what he is.
What the hell's his job?
It's an ingenious, inventive, it's something different that nobody has done before or since because it's its own niche.
So if the idea is that if it's different and it sucks, then it's better than it's the same and basic and good, you might have me there. I'm not saying that Ernest is upholding
artistic. Ernest is not basic and good. Take the word good out.
So you get the lovable loser in Ernest who is like, he wants to help people. That's very appealing to me, but it never works out. That's also very appealing to me. He actually said at one point, it feels like the harder I try, the worse things get, which is how I feel about my life. I feel like I am Ernest. Also, the physical comedy. Great physical comedy. He's falling off ladders.
They don't show any of it.
He's getting stuck in a
toilet.
Yeah,
they don't even show it. He cuts his hand, but he just looks at his hand.
A machine will fall on him.
Yes.
He's getting attacked by a wolverine. They don't even show the animal.
He fell three feet from that ladder, and you never saw it anyway.
So in addition to, for the camp movie, you've got the lovable loser guy who wants to help. You got the ragtag group. That's the Mighty Ducks.
The
Porries.
The worst casting ever.
Yeah.
Like, they were the weakest looking tough kids I've ever seen.
Can't fight you on that.
Got him out of Highland Park.
Yeah, but they did have slick
and then
back
they,
hair.
They did yeah. toss in
and a
tinge. They tossed in a tinge of racism, uh-huh. which is always nice, just to have a dusting.
The black kid can't swim.
Where the black kid can't swim. And the black kid was probably the sweetest, cutest little kid this side of Webster or Arnold from Different Strokes, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to tell me this was a hardened little criminal?
I think he probably just got caught up in the system. We had a food fight, classic. Always got to have a food fight in a camp movie. Here's another one that you really have to look out for. Two things that you see in all these like mid 80s to early 90s. There's some sort of vague villainy of you make the villain like corporate encroachment.
Mm-hmm.
Like in every one of these movies, there's some.
It's like Ferngully.
Like even back 101. To the biking movie, wasn't there some a little? There was a little bit of that, right? The Juniors movie, Breaking Away. But in a lot of these movies. There's some big construction or mining company that's somehow going to ruin the purity of the fun.
Crater Mining.
Right. So in this one, it's Crater Mining who need to get them off of their campsite so that they can get all the whatever.
What was the mineral? Unobtainium?
And they're going to, you know, pay the people who own the land for it. Now, the people that own the land are Native Americans.
Mm.
Another thing from this time, people were obsessed with the Native American motif.
There's no doubt.
The themes of Native American was in every one of these movies, it felt like. Just the mystique of...
I felt like...
Oh, he's an old wise Indian.
I've never felt like... I never think people sell out. I'm like, hey, if somebody will pay you money for it. I feel like that old Iron Eyes Cody, the legendary American Indian who was in this movie, he sold out. He must have...
He wants that one back.
He probably didn't get to heaven because of this movie. Or wherever... Wherever he believed he was going.
That's insane. He's representing
the great camp in the sky.
He's representing his people's core beliefs here by saying, no, we will not sell to you crater
mining. So to liken it from the opening scene of the movie where Ernest couldn't be hit by a bullet from 3 feet away because he had the spirit of the Indian within him?
That's right. It's great.
This is the worst movie I've ever seen.
There's a plot.
There's no one that is on your side here. Do you understand
I've
that?
I've heard from scores
no, you
of
haven't.
P1s.
We all love you very much.
No, you
much.
Haven't. There's no one that said
I have.
They believe that this movie
Sad
is better
to
than
see
P1.
You like this.
I have. I absolutely have. And look.
This is more vague than anything I've ever heard.
Any one of these classics. We could have picked Ernest Goes to Jail. We could have done Ernest Goes to Africa where he's in blackface. We could have done Slam Dunk Ernest. But the point is, that he represents a... I like that lovable loser character. Like, I like that he tries to help people out and can't get out of his own way. And on the way, he's going to, like, get hit by a geyser or a water hydrant will bust in his face and he'll be all... Know what I mean?
Know what I mean.
I mean, it started out bad,
that
right?
Was his line.
Like, the first scene was him plunging a toilet.
I mean. Yeah, which they didn't even show.
And they didn't even show that. The 20th...
That was a great scene.
In the movie where he's doing slapstick that they don't really show.
When they start rallying in the end, and Ernest is like welding things together, I'm like, if you can weld, just get a real job.
He has a real job. He's a maintenance man at the camp.
What are y'all doing, huh? Ah, poker. It looks like I'm going to have to teach you a little lesson in gaming. Put on the eggs, mama, because daddy's going to bring home the bacon. Know what I mean? Know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Like, I feel you know what you are? You're that guy
It's so good.
What's the movie with Private Pyle?
It's so good.
Where the sergeant wants him to admit that he's a Christian, and he will not do so because he feels if he reverses his field, the sergeant will just beat him more.
Like in Columbine, where they had to claim their faith.
Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket. I feel like you're just sticking with this just because you already...
It's funny, dude.
You already planted your foot in here, and...
It's funny. You know what?
You're showing, much like some in the political system... just your unwillingness to change your thoughts ever, even with a mountain of evidence in front of you?
Machine.
What?
You know what this really was for me, though? What it was about is Ernest, I remember it as a kid's movie, and it was kind of funny. Like a lot of these things we go back and watch from whenever you were a kid, it was kind of funny. It wasn't as funny as I thought it was when
I
was 10.
Yeah, but I can go back and watch one of those movies I thought was funny. Right. Or I can watch The Dukes of Hazzard today and go, man, this is a pile of crap.
Right, but...
But so, I spent a lot of time watching it thinking it was good.
Ernest was still kind of funny to me, but not as funny as I thought whenever I was 10. But to me, this is more about... I saw the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. And if that's what Ernest is up against, it's Ernest all day. The worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life is next.
Okay, it's Pee-wee versus Ernest. So very fine. This could be the thing that breaks our whole show up.
No show tomorrow.
Because, I don't know, I respect, like, everything Jake's ever said until now. It's all come crashing down.
And it's weird, I feel the same way.
So now, Pee-wee's Big Adventure. I watched it the other night, still think it's a great movie. I don't know what character he is. It's crazy, it's extremely unique, there's no description for Pee-wee. It's kind of, he's an 8-year-old, like, if you were 8-year-old, your dream of what being an adult would be like. Like, he has a crazy contraption that cooks him breakfast in the morning, and...
Got a Rube Goldberg machine for eggs.
He has a hidden bike... you know, you that you need like fingerprint, palm, you know, eye technology, whatever, your scan to get to find your bike, and he loves his bike. In fact, that's kind of the whole crux of the movie is his bike, and his neighbor Francis, who comes over when he meets him in the morning. Give me the audio, Mino.
Today is my birthday, and my father said I can have anything I want.
Good for you and your father.
So guess what I want?
A new brain.
No, your bike.
By the way, that's where we... that's
it's the same.
That's the exact same as the TC laugh, so there's a point in Pee-wee's favor.
If I was going to laugh... Be totally honest with you, the only time I cracked a smile was right there. Just like knowing where it came from. That was a moment for me.
A new brain.
No, your bike.
What's so funny, Pee-wee?
It's not for sale, Francis.
My father says everything's negotiable.
Pee-wee, I wouldn't sell my bike for all the money in the world. Not for $100 billion trillion.
Then you're crazy.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
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 I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
No, I'm not. You are.
No way.
Knock it off.
Cut it out.
Shut up, Pee-wee.
Why don't you make me?
Why don't you make me?
Because I don't make monkeys. I just train them.
I don't know what to say. It's so bad, man.
It also got us the drop that we start many of our shows with when, of course, he gets a bunch of people together in a room, a big meeting after his bike has been stolen, and... a couple late arrivers.
Good. We can finally start the big meeting. Donnie, Chuck.
Let's begin, shall we? Shall we?
So certainly we've already offered a couple of things at least that helped the show out. You had to love his trip to Texas. And... Boy, I could play the whole thing, but I thought, I love the scene in the Alamo. What's the lady's name from SNL?
Oh, I don't know her.
Anyway, she's given the tour. She's great in this. And, of course, he wants to ask her about the basement and if his bike is in the basement. And she's giving the tour, but says you have to hold all questions till the end. And just his rolling of his eyes and waiting for her to finally finish this tour, I thought was hilarious.
We are now in the kitchen of the Alamo women. Here they are preparing many culinary delights of the Southwest. Do I hear someone's stomach growling? The mainstay of the Alamo diet is corn. Corn can be prepared many ways. It can be boiled, shucked, creamed, or in this case, dried. Corn can also be used to make tortillas. Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Well, buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Yes, there are thousands and thousands of uses for corn, all of which I will tell you about right now.
That's funny stuff, Jake.
I don't know what the funny part is.
And
I guess you laugh at his mannerisms and his sounds, and in that regard, they're pretty similar. They both pretty much thrive on not so much speaking, Ernest and Pee-wee, but just kind of making funny faces and sounds and moving around all funny. They both definitely have that in common, because there's not a lot of substance to either one of them.
Well, let me tell you about why he's extremely, like, light years more genius than Ernest in just a moment. First, though, let's continue to focus on Texas. And one of the things I find is that, I mean, he's making fun of Texas hard.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Yet, Texans don't get it. Like, if you're from Texas, and you commonly refer to as the part where they're singing the stars at night, that shouldn't be replayed at Stars games and on Jumbotrons all over, because he's making you look like a jackass. That's his point. As he calls home, he's on the road searching for his bike. He's at a payphone at a bus station.
My grandma.
Hello, Dottie. It's me, Pee-wee.
Where are you calling from?
Texas.
Where?
Honest. Listen, I'll prove it.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
That's how you prove you're in Texas.
To prove I'm in Texas, I can just start singing this anywhere I am, and whoever is walking by will drop everything instantly and do that.
Yeah, if you think pride is funny.
And how about, so when he happened upon, a rodeo and found himself on a bull, and then they got thrown off and he was hurt, he was unconscious, and when he's coming to, a bunch of Texans are around him, trying to revive him. And just seeing if he's okay.
Hey, kid, what's your name?
I can't remember.
Where are you from?
I can't remember.
Can't you remember anything?
I remember the Alamo.
They'll throw their hats up in the air and shoot a couple of guns because...
That's all they care about.
That's all they care about. And it's funny that he does that. Seemingly no real reason, but he wants to make fun of Texas there for a little while. And then he goes on and he moves on to finding the bike. The tequila scene where he's dancing to the song Tequila when he knocks down a bunch of bikers in the biker bar.
Solid.
Their motorcycles is really funny, although, like you said, what's it supposed to be? I don't know.
It is a funny moment when they're like, let's do this and this, and he goes, let's let him go.
Yeah, they're like,
that's funny.
We're going to hang him. No, I say we shoot him and then we hang him. Yeah, I say we let him go. And then when he dances, it's just weird. And then, of course, he becomes their best friends. And as far as star power, too, Ernest had the Dean from Animal House. And did you know the hobo, or one of the hobos he was with, was Patrick Cranshaw?
Did not.
Guest of the show. I didn't know it either until I rolled the credits and found out that Blue from Old School, may he rest in peace.
That's what old people do. They die.
He actually died. He was on our show, though. We had him on. And my God, if he wasn't always 80, like he is,
yeah, he did look extremely beaten 30 years ago.
I think when you saw him in 2003 for Old School,
mm-hmm.
you probably said, man, he looks great. Because he looks exactly the same as he looked in 87 or whenever Pee-wee came out.
It's got the star power. You got a brief Phil Hartman cameo at the end.
Mm-hmm. He was
Phil
a writer.
Phil Hartman, okay, he was one of the writers?
Yep.
He must have performed with Pee-wee or something. They're friends because he was a big player on the Pee-wee show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Before he was ever on SNL.
By the way, also, yeah, it was written by Rubens and Phil Hartman. And to your point that Ernest ripped off Andy Griffith... Apparently, this movie's based on the 1948 Italian classic, The Bicycle Thief.
Oh, really? The Pee-wee movie is?
So there's more common ground than you might think.
I just think that Pee-wee's... I like it so much because it's just so weird. It's such an absurd thing, and humor is subjective, and I think it's okay if you don't like this sort of stuff, Jake, but...
Yeah, I don't.
It's just so quirky and offbeat that I think that you should at least be able to look at it and say, I can see what someone else who did prize... absurd humor would really enjoy in this.
And what I really enjoyed, and it's kind of deep, and I guess you might call it highbrow humor, even within Pee-wee, is the movie within the movie. So at the end, after Pee-wee gets the bike and is in a chase and all that, he happens upon a movie producer who wants to make a movie about his story. And then the movie within the movie, where they allow the guy who's giving his story to have a cameo, but he's a real bad actor... And they changed his voice, and the stars that they got to play it, and the way that the movie changes, Hollywood will change the story to now where it's a James Bond type, and he's riding a motorcycle and not a bike, and I thought that was kind of genius. If you just like,
well, that seems like a really low bar for genius.
If you're thinking about Hollywood and how they will take a story, and people will complain afterwards, man. That's not really what happened at all. They embellished it quite a bit. That's what they did with the movie within the Pee-wee movie. So,
after I got past the uncomfortable, does this guy have some kind of disease and why is he wearing rouge?
I couldn't figure it out the whole time.
Just started accepting the absurdity of it. It took the day for sure.
I mean, like someone said, this is the difference. I'm into heartland humor, flyover country as you guys call it, and you're into the coastal elitist sort of humor. And that's fine. We're different people.
I'm from Illinois and he's from Ohio.
That's you guys. I will tell you this, though. Dottie can get it.
Like now, Dottie?
Dude, then, or too. Then. Like, I mean, I was kind
of like, quit screwing this up, Pee-wee.
Is she supposed to be 13? I don't know, but
yeah.
She is.
And in the automobile, in the convertible, he was way too eager to cross-dress.
Hot. Oh, yeah.
He's spot.
He leaned into that one.
Yeah.
The con man.
Yeah, I was like, quit messing this thing up with Dottie.
Large Marge.
Large Marge was that freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah, that'll
Jake,
get
you know whose voice Dottie portrayed in Nickelodeon?
Tommy, right?
Tommy Pickles.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Rugrats.
That blew my mind.
Does that help?
No, it doesn't, but she's phenomenal. She's definitely the hottest woman in either movie. And by the way, I'd like to announce here that I'm going to be Ernest for Halloween next year. That's what I determined in watching this.
How could you be Pee-wee? That'd be difficult.
You could pull it off.
You could do it.
Yeah, you guys are jerks. So you're voting Ernest.
Yeah, I'm going to have to vote Ernest.
I'm voting Pee-wee,
uh-huh.
Same as when we went in.
Yeah.
And we go around the room. TC?
Pee-wee.
Machine?
Pee-wee.
Mino?
Pee-wee.
Hey, there you go, Jake.
Hey, turns out this is America. The popular vote doesn't matter.
Wrong.
Well, there it is. Pee-wee, a clear and decisive winner in Pee-wee versus Ernest.